Hi, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and welcome to Burpee Home Gardens podcast, How Do I Grow That? Today's featured plant is artichoke. In the 1500s, artichokes were considered to be an aphrodisiac, and only men were allowed to partake. Well, perhaps that's why Thomas Jefferson was such a fan in his Monticello garden. In my garden, they're planted as much for their incredible ornamental value, with their structural form and silver-green foliage and blazing neon purple color when allowed to go to bloom. But their delicious edible qualities are what you really want. Commercially, nearly all artichokes are grown in coastal central California, with mild winters and foggy summers. In such conditions, they can produce as perennials for years. Artichokes grow best in humid frost-free zones 10 and 11. In zones 7 through 9, they might overwinter, and in cooler climates, grow them as annuals. You can plant artichokes after all risk of frost have passed. Pick a site that has full sun to partial shade and allow plenty of room between plants, since at maturity, they can span over 4 feet tall and wide. Assuming you're growing in the right zone, the key to artichoke success is to make sure the soil retains moisture, yet drains well too. Heavy soil, like with clay, is definitely not a place where artichokes will be happy. In fact, the two most common reasons artichokes fail is due to drought in summer and waterlogged soil in winter. A sandy loam, generously amended with compost, is perfect for growing happy artichokes. Compost-rich soil will also provide a good range of nutrients, but supplementing with a balanced all-purpose organic fertilizer helps, since these guys are heavy feeders. Choice varieties of artichoke for home gardens include Imperial Star, which was developed as an annual to mature a bit faster than other varieties, Green Globe, a reliable cold weather producer, and the Italian classic Violetto, famous for its purple heads. Artichokes are a joy in the garden when it comes to pests and diseases, since they get few of either. Slugs are usually the biggest pest issue and easy to control, while blight is the primary disease that can attack older leaves. Proactively, removing leaves as soon as you notice a problem should keep the problem in check. A good organic fungicide control is neem oil, which you can easily find at your favorite garden center. Keeping your plants healthy will yield tall stems with multiple flower buds starting in early summer. Cut buds when they're firm and still closed and about 3 inches in diameter. To make handling easier, leave about 2 inches of stalk below the bud when you cut it. And if the bud is opened, consider simply leaving it on the stalk and enjoy it for its amazing flowers. Because once a bud begins to open, it loses its tenderness and won't be as appealing to eat. Once you've harvested all the buds on the stalk, go ahead and cut it back to the ground. Harvest increases as the plant matures, so if you can overwinter it, all the better. The key is to protect the roots, since the top growth will resprout the following spring. So that's the down and dirty on growing artichokes, and now that you know how to grow that, this is just one of 26 how-to episodes for some of the most common plants in your edible and ornamental garden. You can subscribe to this podcast series on iTunes, and you can also find them at burpeehomegardens.com, which is a great place to go for more ideas and inspiration anytime. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and we'll see you back here next time for another Burpee Home Gardens How Do I Grow That podcast.